Brothers and sisters, today is the 52nd annual World Day of Prayer for Vocations. The purpose of this day, according to the United States Catholic Bishop's website, is to publicly fulfill the Lord's instruction, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest. And the bishops continue saying that while appreciating all vocations, the Church concentrates its attention on this day on vocations to the ordained ministries and to the religious life in all its forms. Friends, it's important that we continually pray for ministerial vocations. We need to pray not only that the Lord will provide us with seminarians and candidates for the diaconate and religious life, but also for the men and women who are currently serving the Church in that capacity today. These ministerial roles in our church are not just important, but they're vital to the life and to the existence of the church. For these vocations are linked with the very nature of the church. The church, of course, is the means through which we enter into a relationship with God. And by now, many of you have probably figured out that my latest Idei fix is this forming of a personal relationship with God. Something that statistics say over 50% of Catholics didn't even know was possible. Friends, it's important that we understand that a relationship with God is possible. After all, we all claim that the goal of our life is to share eternal life with God. Well, it's kind of hard to share eternal life with someone if you can't form a relationship with that person. So we need to form a personal relationship with God. And ministerial vocations play an important role in our ability to form a personal relationship with God. For the way in which we come to know God is through the church. And the way in which we come to know him in the church, the foundation of our relationship with him, is the sacraments. For through the sacraments, we're claimed for Christ. We're strengthened by the Holy Spirit. Our sins are forgiven, and we are united to his very body. If we have a personal relationship with God, or if we are to have a personal relationship with God, we need the sacraments. And that means that we also need ministerial vocations, especially to the priesthood. So we need to pray that the Lord will continue to send us priests, as well as send us all the vocations that are necessary for the church to fulfill her mission, that mission to go and to create disciples of all nations. I think one of the ways that we can pray for and promote vocations is for us to be able to speak openly about our personal relationship with God. Doing this will not only help others know that a relationship with God is possible, but it will also show the impact that the various ministerial vocations play in the lives of the people. You know, all too often, people think that priests are just weird. You know, I've got a 4-year-old preschooler over at St. Patrick's School, who after school I always come and playfully pick on her. I tell her that her shirt that says awesome says a wee sum, and she always looks at me and goes, "You're just weird." In actuality, the life of a priest, while countercultural, is not weird. In fact, priests have an ability to impact the lives of people in deeply and profound ways. And it's important that we share the ways in which priests have impacted us with one another. 2 weeks ago, one of our teens here asked me when I knew I was called to be a priest. Now, initially, I struggled to answer that question, and I'd have rather he asked me to explain the Trinity. That would have been easier for me to handle. And I say that for two reasons. First, the question that he asked always seems intrusive. And I say that because my relationship with God is very intimate and personal. And sadly, I don't share that with as many of you as I should. And aside from that, when it comes to my call to priesthood, I can't pinpoint a single moment where I say, That's the moment when I knew I was called to be a priest. That's the moment when God said, Father Brian, probably Brian at the time, you're going to become Father Brian someday. You know, for me, the call always existed. My call didn't come in a single moment, but it was the result of gradually building a relationship with God. And as my relationship with God changed and grew over the years, the call gradually manifested itself more and more clearly to the point where I knew that God was calling me to share in his priesthood. For me, the call existed since I was very little. You know, when I was young, and I won't say when I was little, when I was young, people would ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'd answer, a priest, a doctor, and a comedian. And I think this reflected the three people who I admired most at that point in my life. My uncle, who was a priest, my dad, who was a doctor, and Bill Cosby. And that was before all the scandal. I now tell people that I realize that I'm not that funny and I can't stand the sight of blood, so that left me with one option. The reality, of course, is that I was not left with one option, but that God drew me closer and closer to him, and that he called me to something. God informed the prophet Jeremiah, according to the scriptures, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. And I don't think that Jeremiah was unique in that regard. God knows each one of us before he ever forms us in our mother's wombs. And he has a plan for each one of us. For our part, life becomes a learning experience, one where we learn to embrace God's plan for us, oftentimes accepting it one step at a time. Embracing God's plan is difficult. You know, for me, there were certainly times where I, like Jeremiah, made excuses. You know, oh, I'm too young. Or where, like Jonah, I tried to escape in the opposite direction whenever I heard God speak to me. In particular, I think back to my time in high school where I hated the idea of becoming a priest. You know, I was pretty certain that God was calling me to this vocation, but every time I heard his voice, I tried to block it out. I wanted to be normal. I wanted a normal life. You know, I wanted to have girlfriends, and by that I mean ones who are real human beings, not the Little Mermaid. But what I've learned is that there's nothing abnormal about being called to priesthood. Rather, it was my desires that were not normal. For as Scripture tells us, and as the saints confirm, we are made for God. Our desires for things, for status, for possessions, for power, and yes, even for girlfriends, are only good if they draw us closer to God. And my desire for a girlfriend and my desire to become a billionaire didn't do this. In fact, these desires were shallow, and they left me feeling empty. And that emptiness grew. After college, I went and I worked in the corporate world for a while. And yet again, as I pursued my desire, I found myself miserable. Nothing I pursued was making me happy. Why? Not because what I pursued was objectively evil, but because it wasn't God's will for me, and I knew that it wasn't God's will for me. And it wasn't until I learned to embrace God's will that I was at peace. You know, once I learned to embrace God's will, I had this underlying sense of joy that permeated me. And in the 6 years that I've been a priest, this joy has never left me. You know, I teach 5th and 6th grade religion over at St. Patrick's School, and our 5th graders just covered the sacrament of vocations, of holy orders. And I informed the 5th graders that I never once have regretted becoming a priest. And 2 weeks ago, one of my 5th grade students approached me on the playground, one who I had the privilege of baptizing, actually, at this year's Easter Vigil. And she asked me if I was serious when I said I'd never once regretted becoming a priest. I said, yes, Mia. I said, I am. I am serious. That's true. I said, I've had bad days and difficult times, but I've never once said, Lord, I wish I hadn't become a priest. Why? because my joy comes from doing God's will. And by joy, I don't mean some moment of blissful happiness that soon fades away. I'm talking about that more profound and deep sense of joy, that sense that permeates through me even in the most difficult times. I know that I'm blessed to be able to participate in this ministry established by Jesus Christ. And I know that I'm blessed to be able to bring Christ to others so that they too can have that same joy, that they too can come to know that God is active in their lives and that God has a very specific plan for them as well. Friends, that's why we need to pray for vocations. We need to pray that all of those in ministry will bring the good news to people so that they can enter into a personal relationship with God. We need to pray that God will use the ministers of the church to help other people know that he has a will for them. For as Dante famously stated, in God's will is our peace. If we want that peace, that underlying sense of joy, we need to know God's will. And we need to pray that God will provide his faithful ministers to sustain his church and to proclaim that good news to all people. Brothers and sisters, peace to you and to all who pray for ministerial vocations in the church.